Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. There are those who are questioning the authenticity of the Dead Sea Scrolls because of fake fragments of these scrolls that have been revealed. That's the headline. Dr. Randall Price, an archaeologist, will join me at my broadcast table with his opinion on the Dead Sea Scrolls.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Randy, your knowledge and your background as an archaeologist and digging in the caves down there at Qumran, would you say that the original Dead Sea Scrolls, which are there protected in the Shrine of the Book, are they authentic?
Yeah, I've seen these. I mean, I was one of the privileged few to be taken into the vault and shown the original scrolls from Isaiah 8 to Temple Scroll to the Genesis Apocrypha, all the original scrolls found in Cave 1. I don't think there's any doubt of the authenticity of them. And if they were found in the caves they say they were, they are so inaccessible and they were blocked, it would just be impossible for someone to carry out this kind of a massive forgery of things. So I would say those we don't have as much question about. In the museums of the world, we know every museum has fakes and forgeries. It's just part of the way. And some of these are ancient forgeries. They weren't done in modern times. They were done back in even biblical times. But they are forgeries for one reason or another. It's only these newer fragments that have come on the scene that tend to have, in just a few cases, differences from some of these older scrolls. And that's why a case is being made, mainly because, you know, to be frank about it, they've been sold to Christian institutions. And I talked to William Kondo, who's now the one in the Kondo family who carries the possession of the scrolls forward. He says, "We're Syrian Orthodox. We only want to sell to Christian institutions that will magnify Jesus." That's what he told me personally. So that's why so many Christian institutions have been acquiring these. Well, you know, that is always subject to suspicion because people doubt anything Christians do, doubt their scholarship, doubt their ability to handle anything. And so I think a lot of the attacks have been made because of who now owns these scrolls.
Dr. Randall Price and his opinion on the authenticity of the Dead Sea Scrolls. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Dr. Price, who has an archaeological dig going on now at Qumran near the Dead Sea in Israel, which is very near to the caves where a Bedouin boy found the Dead Sea Scrolls. Dr. Price believes in the authenticity of these Dead Sea Scrolls because of his research in the area and the scrolls themselves, which he has examined. These scrolls are the foundation for our Bibles today, coming into this world through the Jewish people. Romans chapter 3 and verse 2. These scrolls are key to our understanding of the prophetic passages for the end times, the days in which we are living. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...